Without Jaron and Brad Landis, well, and all of them over at OSF, right?
No, they're awesome. Jaron's the best.
Yeah.
Keeping our pitchers going and others.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Okay, so that was a wild sixth inning, and the situation, of course, did call for a bunt, but you kept going for it, the bunt. You could tell that they were a little flustered there, too, hey?
Yeah, the suicide was a big one when actually we've only called, I think, one. We've had a couple safety squeezes, but our first suicide, we worked on that the other day in practice. And kids executed, you know, they threw the ball around. We've got some good team speed, and so, you know, guys were able to take the extra base. And, you know, good stuff today, good baseball to come out with two. You know, LeFave's playing left. He had a couple in the first game, actually, too. So he's actually done a good job on those. I thought he had a really bad angle on the ball, and I thought it was going a little over his head, to tell you the truth. And he made an awesome play that was a saver. And, you know, he came in. Guys need to know. And, you know, Josh came in a situation where he didn't run on a pop-up. And,
yep.
You know, just automatic. You know, it doesn't matter who it is. They're coming out at that point. And not mad at him or anything like that, but it's baseball. This is what you got to do. And, you know, when he came out, I told him, I said, you're going to get an opportunity. I said, if Fev gets on, I said, you're come in and pinch run. And that's, you know, exactly what happened. And he did a real good job on the bases.
I'll tell you what,
there too,
he was busting butt on that one where that he came all the way from second there. I think the message got through. Johnny and I said it at the time on the air, too. The message got through.
You know, and kids have been good about that. They need to know, you know. And I don't like to pull kids for mistakes. And, you know, I've been coaching long enough. I think that's, you know, you just don't do that. But there's, in baseball, there's certain things that, you know, running is one of them. You just need to run it out. And but, you know, we've got some depth on our team right now, and other kids are stepping up. And, you know, if somebody, you know, does make a huge mistake and I pull them, I've got other kids coming in. And competition is allowing us, I think, to get better because it's forcing guys to bring their best game. And I think guys are stepping up. It's been a positive for us. And honestly, beyond that, right now, I was a little worried about our pitching staff earlier in the year. And, we had... you know, obviously, all our games aren't covered, but Austin Ouellette pitched really well last week. We had Drew Rodman came in and threw. Riley Lamb's thrown. I mean, we've got 7-8 kids, 9 even, that are throwing right now. And then you got Craig Camino comes out and throws probably, this is the best I've ever seen Craig pitch today. Grant LaMarche's back-to-back games, the Bark River game. And today, I thought he's pitched awesome. So, I think it's starting to become a strength for our team, a little bit of depth. I'm not worried about putting guys in there that are coming in throwing strikes. And, good stuff right now. We're 6 of our last 7.
Yeah.
After Big Downer coming off of the Gladstone games, those were huge. And, you know, hopefully it gives us some momentum going into Monday night. And, you know, Monday, all it comes down to us competing. Win or lose, we need to play real baseball. And, you know, what we did last time, I think we just kind of rolled over. And, we need to be better on Monday. And I think we will. So.
Yep, and there's still plenty of GNC games left. You still have Marquette 4 times, you still or 3 times in the league. You still have Menominee, going to Menominee. I think
doubleheader Tuesday with Kingsford up there too.
Right, yeah. So. I mean, there's still a chance to make some hay there. Okay, well, I guess we'll see you Monday night. That's gonna be obviously Escanaba Gladstone, and there's a little payback for your guys against them because you took, you know, 2 shellackings up there.
Yeah, I think we're trending in the right direction. I think we're going to play well, and we'll see what happens on Monday.
All right, Scott, congrats, man.
Good deal. Thanks, Jack.
Yep, Grant LaMarche pitched well earlier today.